Good morning. Thank you for calling in on the prayer line. Hallelujah. Let's begin to pray. Lord, we just thank you this morning. We give you glory. We give you honor, Lord God, for you alone are worthy to be praised, Father. Hallelujah. We lift up your name. We exalt you, Lord God. You are ruler over all. Indeed, you are King of kings and Lord of lords, Father God. We thank you, Father God. Hallelujah. And we just give you praise. In the name of Jesus, we give you praise, O God, and we bless you, Lord. Hallelujah. We exalt your name on high. O God, we just praise your name. Hallelujah. And Father, we just give you honor. O God, we honor your name. We honor your presence, Father. In the name of Jesus, we come before you. And we just thank you, Father God, for what you're doing, Father God, in the lives of the men. Lord, we lift up the men this morning. Father God, we thank you for who they are, Father God, and they're made in your image, O God. We thank you, Father God, you have called them, O God, to be, O God, rulers and kings and priests, protectors, providers, Lord God. And we just thank you, Father God, that you would, Lord God, give them what they need, Father God. Father God, we give the men, Lord God, the mind of Christ. We think that they would embrace, Lord God, their roles, Father God. And Lord God, that they would, oh God, begin to have the discernment. They would begin to have the insight, Father God, to lead well. We thank you, Lord God, that every aspect that they touch in society, Father God, that they would leave an impact, they would leave an imprint, Father God, and that they would push back the hands of the enemy. Father God, we thank you, Father God, for the men, Lord God. We thank you, Father God, that they're established in their identity in you, Father God. We thank you, Lord God, that they will know and understand, oh God, you in a deeper way. Oh God, we thank you that they will understand the call of their lives, Father God, and they would embrace it, Father God. Father God, you will give them the strength to grow in you, Lord God, and that they would dominate in every area of their life, Father God. We thank you that they will dominate in their relationships with their children, with their wives, with their parents, in the community, with their peers, that they would, Lord God, dominate in your spirit, Father God, that they would, Lord God, be able to have great relationships, good, healthy relationships, Father God. So we thank you for them. We thank you for their relationships, Father God. We thank you that men, oh God, will walk in health, oh God. They will walk in fitness, Father. That they will, Lord God, lead well when it comes to their families, oh God, being healthy, Lord God. That they would embrace, oh God, keeping their temple in the right way, Lord God. We thank you for them, man, and we thank you that they will live long, healthy lives, Lord God, full of vibrance, full of vitality, Father God, able to do what you've called them to do. And we thank you, Lord God, for the men, Lord God, in their finances, Lord God, that you would give them insight, oh God. You would give them supernatural revelation on how to dominate in their finances, oh God, that they will become wealthy in their mindset, Lord God, of finances, oh God, that they will be able, oh God, to, Lord God, begin to make an impact, oh God, in inventions, in businesses, in new streams of income, Lord God, for the kingdom. We thank you, Father God, that they will be able to teach their families, to teach their children about finances, about legacy, about being able, oh God, to invest and being able to, Lord God, save and having good stewardship. We thank you that men walk in all levels of that, Lord God, in their finances, oh God, and that there'll be breakthroughs in their finances, oh God. We come against the enemy that will try to destroy their image, oh God, of themselves, Father God, we push back the hand of the enemy, and we decree and declare that the men will know their roles and they will walk in them with power and authority. We thank you right now, Father God, that anything that plagues their mind, we come against any mental health issues, Lord God, Lord, bouts of depression, bouts of insecurity, bouts of doubt, bouts, oh God, of not knowing who they are and their identity. We come against the enemy that would try to deceive them, try to cause them to be down, oh God. And we thank you, Father God, that their minds are being renewed. Their minds are being established in you, Father God. And we come against the enemy that would try to destroy, Lord God, the impact of black men, especially in society, Father God. And so we thank you that the men are encouraged by you, Father God, that they will know, Lord God, that they are kings, they are priests, Father God, and that they would not be intimidated by society. They would try to push them down and think of themselves any otherwise than who they are in you. And so we give you glory for that, Father God. We thank you, Father God, that they will be good fathers. Lord God, they will lead well with their families, Lord God. We thank you, Father God, Lord God, that they will be mentors. Lord God, that they will, Lord God, begin to mentor others. And we thank you, Father God, that that many will look up to our men, Father God, in a new way. We thank you for them. They will be respected, Father God. They will receive the honor that is due them, Lord. And so we give you glory for that, Lord God. We thank you for men in leadership. We thank you that they will lead well. We thank you, Father God, that they, oh God, will begin to lead with the heart of God, the compassion of God. We thank you, Father God, that they will lead in society, oh God, and that they will, Lord God, change the tide of how men are viewed. They would change the tide of how men are treated. And we just thank you, Father God, for the men, Lord God. We thank you for touching their hearts and causing them, Lord God, to grow in you and to follow your spirit, Lord God. We thank you, Father God, that they will begin to change the culture in society as far as how parents and how men are treated and how they're viewed about how they teach their children and how they treat their wives. Father, we thank you, Father God, they would push back the immoralness of society, oh God, and they would bring back righteousness and holiness, oh God, in their area of influence. We give you glory for the men, and we thank you, Father God, that they can, Lord God, push back the hands of the enemy, Father God, and they can cause, oh God, a godliness to come over every area where they're at, Lord God, whether that be in their businesses or being in their jobs or being, oh God, in their neighborhoods. We thank you that they will rise up, oh God, and be, Lord God, that beacon, Lord God, and that outstanding person, Lord God, that me can run to, Lord God, that me can flock to, that me can look to for understanding and look to for advice. We thank you, Father God. Hallelujah, how you're raising them up, oh God, Lord God, to be a blessing, Lord God. And so we thank you for them, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, you will encourage the men, oh God, to begin to walk in their call, oh God, as believers, oh God, and as leaders in the church, oh God, and in the fivefold ministry. We thank you, Father God, you will begin to just establish them, oh God, in the marketplace, but also establish them, oh God, in the ministry, Lord God. We thank you, Father God, that they would grow by leaps and bounds, oh God. We thank you, Father God, how, Lord God, they're coming into their own as pastors and teachers and apostles, oh God, and prophets. We thank you for raising up the prophetic men, oh God, the praying men, oh God. Hallelujah. We thank you for increasing their call, increasing their gifts, and spreading them, Lord God, stretching them, oh God, in their callings and giftings, oh God. We call them to come forth, oh God, that the men will come forth, oh God, in their giftings and callings. And we give you praise for that, Lord God. We thank you for that, oh God. Hallelujah. We thank you. Oh, we give you glory, Lord God. And Lord, we just thank you for the young men. We pray for the young men, the new generation, oh God, that they need, oh God, Lord God, the mentors. They need, oh God, the connecting to their older men, oh God. And we thank you, Father God, you will begin to cover them, oh God, and that the society wants to destroy these young men. And so we just come against the enemy. We decree and declare that these young men will come into their rightful own as young leaders, young kings. We cover them. We protect them. We cover them with the blood of Jesus. And we thank you, Father God, that these men will rise up and come into their own, Lord God. We thank you for the young men. We pray for their minds. We pray for their bodies. We pray, Father God, for their discernment. Lord God, you will cause them to grow and know who you are and have a deep relationship with you, Father God. So we thank you for the young men, Father God, and you will begin to call them out and rise them up, Lord God, and lead them into an even deeper relationship with you. And so we just give you glory for these young men. Father God, you will keep them pure until marriage, Father God, that they, Lord God, would not be strung out on weed and alcohol and lead into gangs and violence. We thank you, Father God, that you will begin to prepare them with older men that will cover them, that will snatch them out of the hands of the enemy and cause them, Lord God, to be able to walk in the right way. We thank you for the men, and we cover these young men, especially, Lord God, society right now. Father God, they would know who they are, and they would know their identity, and they would embrace the masculinity that you have placed on them, and we reject and we bind the enemy to try to cause them, oh God, to not know their gender, to not know their roles, to not know who they are, that they would not, Lord God, be drawn a different direction, Lord God, to have self-hate. So we come against the spirit of self-hate in these young men, and we thank you, Father God, that you, oh God, will begin to rise them up in their minds, that they will know who they are, and they will embrace, oh God, their masculinity. We just give you glory for them, oh God, and we thank you. You will rise them up, oh God, to be young prophets and preachers and teachers and leaders in the marketplace, Father God, and that they would lead, oh God, with integrity and power and dominion. We thank you for the young men, Lord. And as we just give you praise for what you're doing, we pray for our own church family, men, oh God. We thank you for Apostle. We thank you for his role as a man. And we thank you, Father God, that he leads well, Lord God, and that men are drawn to him, oh God, that they can be led, oh God, and that they can understand and know who they are in their gifts and callings, oh God, through our Apostle. Lord, we thank you for the leadership of men, the elders and the ministers and the pastors. Father God, that they will all lead well, Lord God. And you will cover them and their families and their wives, oh God, with their marriages, oh God, and their children, Lord God, in their marketplace, oh God, where they're at in their job. Lord God, we cover them, Lord God, that they, oh God, would know, Lord God, that you are with them and you give them the strength and you help bear their load they carry. And we give you glory for that, Lord God. We thank you, Father God, that they, oh God, are strengthened in their inner man and that they have the mind of Christ. We give you glory for the men, oh God, in our church. And we thank you that they will lead well. Father God, we give you glory for them. And Father God, finally, we lift up, oh God, those who are grieving. Father God, those who have lost loved ones. Lord, we cover them right now. Father God, we give you glory for them, and we ask you, oh God, to give them what they need. Father God, comfort them, Lord God. Comfort, oh God, the families, Lord God. Give them, Lord God, courage and strength and peace, oh God, that you would heal, Lord God, as they begin to come to you, oh God. You would wrap your arms around them, oh God, and you will begin to comfort them as only you can, Holy Spirit. You would guide them during this time of bereavement, oh God. And we just thank you for these precious families, oh God, and that you again will heal their broken hearts. Lord, you say you are near to the brokenhearted. And so we thank you that you are near to them, oh God. And we just give you glory for these family members, oh God, that have lost loved ones. And we thank you, Father God, for giving them peace and giving them what they need in every area, whether it be in finances, whether it be in comfort, whether it be in companionship. Lord, we just thank you that you are giving them what they need in all areas and all levels. We thank you, Father God, for the comfort of the Holy Ghost. And we just give you praise for who you are in the mighty name of Jesus. We give you honor and praise. Amen. So we thank you for calling in on the prayer line. And does anybody have anything they want to share? Any comments?
Hey, Prophet, this is Pastor Gail. And I just want to say, ask you guys to continue to pray for us and our family. And I thank you guys for praying for us and including us in the prayers. My daughter was driving the baby to daycare the other day, and their car caught on fire. They were able to get out and get their things and everything, but, you know, it was nice to be covered, and I just encourage. I mean, pray for all of us, you know, just continue to just, you know, this prayer is a beautiful thing. So I just wanted to say thank you guys for continuing to pray for us.
Yes. And we continue to pray for you. And we lift up the family, look, our family, our pastor, and his daughter. We thank you. We cover them and their families, their grandchildren, the children, Lord God. We just put a hedge of protection around them, Lord God. Lord God, that they would know, Father God, that you are our keeper. And we thank you that you kept them, Lord God, even in the situation. Lord God, you guided them, Lord God. And what the enemy may have tried to do for evil, Lord God, you kept them and kept them protected, Lord God. And so we just ask you to continue to stretch your hand to cover this family, our family, a pastor and their families, Lord God. And we ask you right now, Father God, to continue to give them guidance and keep them in all their ways, oh God. Lord God, we release angels that will go forth, and we thank you for the angels that protected them even in that incident, Lord God. And so we just speak, Lord God, protection over them, and angels will be released to encamp around them, Lord God. And so we just lift them up and put the blood of Jesus over them, Lord. And we thank you, Father God, that every step is covered and that their path is guided by you. And so we just give you praise for them, Lord God. And we thank you for that, and we thank you for your presence, and we thank you for your protection. In Jesus' name, amen. Thank you for sharing that. And we'll continue to pray and lift you guys up and your families and your grandchildren, your children, and that they will be covered. In the name of Jesus, we thank you. And so we just want to encourage you all to just be blessed, and we speak shalom over you and the rest of your week, and that you will be protected in all of your ways and encouraged by the Holy Spirit. And so thank you again for calling on the prayer of mine. Be blessed. Bye-bye.